I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Amid all the turmoil in the Middle East, one Arab nation that's remained relatively calm is Morocco. Some say it's because of the popularity of Morocco's King Mohammed. But that popularity may not be enough. There have been protest rallies in Morocco to demand political reforms and limits on the king's power. And much is riding on how the monarch responds. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from the capital, Rabat.
Compared to other North African and Middle Eastern leaders, Morocco's commander of the faithful, King Mohammed VI, has a reputation as a moderate, even a reformer. Nearly everyone you ask here has something good to say about him. On a palm tree-lined boulevard in the capital, a woman named Nawel says even if the waves of revolution reach Morocco, the king should stay. She says people keep talking about wanting to change the government, but the king has made reforms. He's given us everything we need. Since inheriting the throne from his iron-fisted father, Hassan II, in 1999, Mohammed VI has taken tentative steps towards modernizing Morocco. He's allowed more freedom of expression, liberalized the economy, and promoted women's rights. But the protests sweeping the region have reached Morocco anyway. On February 20th, tens of thousands of people marched across the country demanding constitutional reforms. Mohamed Oboukidi was there. He heads the Moroccan Association of Human Rights. Oboukidi says the current government must be dissolved and a new constitution written.
A new constitution is really needed in Morocco because the one which is working is concentrating all the powers in the hands of the king. So no separation of powers.
In Morocco, he says the parliament can't do anything without the king's blessing, and no one can criticize him.
We have in the constitution criticizing the speech of the king is like a crime here. It's penalized here. The person who criticizes directly the person of the king is sentenced to prison.
Many Moroccan journalists say the palace tightly controls what they report. Newspapers and magazines have been shut down for criticizing the throne. That, combined with Morocco's high poverty and illiteracy rates, has large swaths of the population frustrated and left the government vulnerable to popular protest, if not outright revolt. Whether things tip more in that direction is the subject of lively debate. Activists like Najib Chaouki say the king is simply moving too slowly, and if he doesn't heed the growing calls for reform, he says, he'll go under. The question that most interests me is about democracy, he says. If the monarch is for democracy, I am for the throne. If he is not for democracy, I am against him. Chaouki and other reform-minded Moroccans have been waiting for the king to respond to their demands. Many expected him to make a national address. Instead, the king denounced his critics at a local event last week. The king warned his people against demagoguery disguised as reform, and he defended his slow pace of reform, saying simply that change can only happen when the time is right. After that, it appears the king ordered police to get tougher with protesters. On Sunday, in the city of Kenitra, 20 miles north of Rabat, a handful of people gathered for a peaceful protest. From a nearby rooftop, an activist filmed this video of riot police closing in on the crowd. The police beat the protesters with batons and dragged about two dozen away. A local pharmacist named Hassis Israeli says he was there. He says when the detainees were released, they had wounds to their faces. We think one guy's leg was broken. We could see that they'd been tortured. They went to the hospital. Now we're waiting for medical confirmation to denounce the police. The world could not independently confirm their injuries or claims of torture, but the violent response of authorities is clear in the video. Protest organizers have given the government until March 20th to present a fast-track reform plan. On that day, activists say they'll bring even more people into the streets. As in Egypt, groups with seemingly different agendas have come together here in support of reform. There were activists from the ethnic Berber movement seeking cultural recognition and members of a popular Islamic association called Justice and Charity that has been banned from forming its own political party. Mohamed Salmi heads Justice and Charity's Human Rights Office. He says, if we had free elections and the people were to choose a party other than ours, let's say a secular party, that's still better than what we have now. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Rabat, Morocco.
Jerry Haddon is blogging about his reporting in Morocco. His latest post describes his meeting with a Moroccan activist who reminds him of a certain Cuban revolutionary.